Hello.
Good morning. Wait, I'm trying to fix my mic.
We're a little rusty.
Yeah, okay. So, new year, new us. Except we, this morning, wake up, there's a bunch of snow. Yeah. And then had car troubles. So Love we are this. Fashionably late.
Of course.
But we are here always. And back and better. But we've lost a member.
No.
Kat is gone. She has class at this time.
Unfortunately.
This semester. So, yeah, that is unfortunate.
She's a fallen soldier.
Yeah, you will be missed, Kat.
Exactly. Are you okay there?
Yeah.
We will be having some guest celebrities on
celebrities. Don't make any AKA false promises.
Our friends.
Yeah, we will have some guests.
Yeah,
come in.
We'll figure eventually. It out throughout the show.
But for now, you're just stuck with us.
Yeah, sorry about that. On Wednesdays, 12.
But it is a new year, so Lizzie, do you have any New Year's predictions? What are they called? Resolutions.
As everyone else in the world, I did say I was going to go to the gym every day.
Me too.
It's been like a twice a week occurrence.
Yeah, mine's been decent.
Yeah. It's just very like random.
Yeah, I feel like I go on weekdays, not weekends.
True.
Yeah. But yeah, I know, kind of same here. I feel like in January, the gym gets really busy.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone, then it doesn't last for long.
Everyone was complaining. They're like, there's no space to park in the parking lot.
Yeah. Yeah, same here. I kind of want to learn. This is such a random, resolution. I want to learn how to French braid.
Please do.
No, I know.
No one else knows.
It's actually so hard. Like, I tried to watch a YouTube video about it. And it's really hard. And, like, especially to do on yourself, like, your arms get so tired. Like,
I bet.
But, yeah, I think that would be fun to learn.
That is a good one. Especially because, like, we love, like, going to, like, rave festivals and that's,
yeah. Like, and, like, my one friend's so good at it. And it's just, like, an easy thing. Or, like, an easy hairstyle. I know that's a really random resolution.
It honestly is random. I was expecting, like, travel more. Or, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't thought that deep into it. Also, I want to learn how to, like, crochet or something like that, or knit. Because that's, like,
that's
such a
cool,
good...
yeah.
It's a good little hobby, and I feel like it's kind of therapeutic.
Oh, 100%. No, I've tried it once, I think, in my life.
Yeah.
And it was really nice.
Well, do you have any 2023 predictions?
So...
Do you have any of your own personal ones
my
first?
My own personal ones? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Just, like, a bunch of, like, stuff happening, like, with, like, the celebrities. Like
what?
Especially, like, Kanye West. Like, something doing crazy again, or, like...
You can see that.
Like, maybe even something with the Kardashians. Like, honestly, I don't know. Like, you never know what happens, especially in that world, but...
I feel like Be Real is gonna fall off.
Oh, I feel like it already has fallen off.
And I feel like TikTokers are just going to become kind of irrelevant. I don't think TikTok will fall off, but I think TikTokers, like, hold those big ones, like Addison Rae and Charlie D'Amelio.
They already kind of, this is probably an unpopular opinion, but they kind of, like, already have fallen off a bit.
Yeah, like, I kind of thought that too, but I didn't know if it was just because I'm not on TikTok anymore.
No, like, there's this new girl, like, Alex Earl.
Yes,
like,
I've heard of Alex Earl.
Everywhere.
Okay, like I said, I don't even have TikTok anymore. I haven't for, like, almost 2 years now. But she's all over my Instagram, too.
Yeah, I know. She's, like, everywhere.
Yeah, that's crazy. I saw she got, like... 1 million and something followers in, like, days.
Yeah, no,
like,
it's...
that's crazy.
It's literally what happened to, like, Charlie, I guess. Like, they just picked, like, a random girl.
Yeah.
Like, she's just, like, a random, like, UMiami college student.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That just does, like, makeup videos. And, like, now she's in Dubai for, a Tarte trip. Do you remember when those were a thing?
Yeah.
Well, it's back.
That's crazy. Good for her, honestly.
No, I know. She's really getting that bag.
Like, honestly, I feel like being, like, TikTok famous is, like, just the easiest, like, job ever. But I honestly just could never do it. Like, I can't talk to a camera and can't record myself, like, doing that.
Like, getting ready and stuff?
Yeah, and just, like, the TikTok dancing, like, it's a no for me.
I feel
but, like go off.
It would be easier to do, like, lifestyle blogging or whatever. Like, oh, this is what I did a day in my life.
Yeah. Than, like, filming yourself.
No.
Talking, getting ready.
No, just talking to the camera, I'll be like, hi, guys.
Yeah. No, I agree. Okay, well, I also found some online ones.
Mm-hmm. I have a BuzzFeed propped up on my laptop.
Okay, my first one is Elon Musk revives Vine, and it shutters within 6 months. I don't see Vine coming back ever.
No.
I think it's better to just keep that
in the past.
As a thing of the past and reminisce on it. I love Vine. Vine was such an era.
Vine was like the best.
Yeah, but I just don't see it returning. I don't think it needs to.
No, no.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it would just be really weird considering like our generation now.
Mm-hmm.
And how like much like everyone has been like has developed. So it's like, I just feel like the Vines are just really weird.
Yeah, agreed.
Okay, mine is... Kim Kardashian will tease that she's back together with Pete Davidson. He will actually be dating someone else, possibly Jenna Ortega.
That's, like, oddly specific.
I know.
I don't see that. Isn't Jenna Ortega super young? She's, like, 19 or 20, maybe a bit older.
Really? Let me check.
Or, like, 2021. I think she's younger than I am. And you. Double check, fact check.
Oh, she's 20.
She's 20, yeah. They will not. That's like.
That's like.
That's like concerning. She's closer to like her kid's age.
Yeah. I heard. Did you hear like the allegations against that dude?
Yeah.
Those are bad, but I feel like. That happens a lot when like someone like rises to fame that quick.
Yeah, I just feel like there's a lot. There's like too many.
Not I don't know.
Yeah, we're talking about Jenna Ortega's co-star Wednesday. Okay, we have the window in here a bit, and it's literally snowing on me. But, like, it's too hot. We need the breeze.
No, I know. It's like, yeah.
Okay, my next one is all babies will be born with microplastics already in their bloodstream.
What's a microplastic?
Like, it's just because, like, plastic is, like, everywhere and everything.
Oh.
That, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. That's kind of...
That's scary.
That is scary to think about.
I hope not. Ooh, this one's good.
Spill it.
A major Kylie Jenner secret will be revealed via North's TikTok. Have you heard about North's TikTok?
Yes, I've seen
it. It's the funniest thing ever.
I think it's so funny,
too. I just wish the comments were on. Like, everyone says that all the time. They're like, we just wish the comments were on. Because they, like, obviously do it because she's little and stuff.
Yeah. I feel like they used to be on because then everybody would be like, go get your mom's social security number.
That's what I was just going to say. And then Kim's like, nope, not anymore.
That's funny. Unfiltered tap water becomes unsafe to drink anywhere in the world. I don't think that will happen.
No.
No.
No. I love how yours are, like, real-world issues, and mine are, like, Elon Musk will tweet self-incriminating information and or a nude.
Probably. This man does not get off Twitter. I'm like, how are really? You, like, how are you, like, running these businesses and doing, like, all of this stuff? And he's on Twitter constantly. He replies to everyone.
Really?
It's crazy, yeah.
Like every, like, citizen or, like, just, like...
Like, so just, good. Like, yeah, like, not just celebrities. It's, like, he will just, like, start with people who reply to his tweets. But, no, mine are kind of half and half. Mine are some real-world stuff. And then mine are, like, random. This one, Drake dies in a horrific residential swimming pool accident. I don't see that happening.
I feel like these are just funny. No, I feel like that won't happen.
No. Agreed.
Mine is... The Nick Cannon backlash will intensify.
Probably. I bet he'll have 3 more kids within the new year. That's my prediction.
What happened with him again?
Nick Cannon just has, like... Wait. I'm thinking of the right person.
He's the, like, the one on AGT. That's what I remember him from.
Yes, but he has like 12 different kids and they all have different moms. It's like an inside joke. It's
Oh
like
my
I
God.
saw a tweet and it was like society or like National Geographic makes a prediction of how people will look by like 2050, and it's all just like people with like Nick Cannon's face. No, he has so many kids. Let me look it up.
That's
Okay, this is my
crazy.
prediction. He'll have three more this year, I bet.
Probably if
Okay,
he's
he
on a
has 12
roll.
kids, and they all have some pretty wild names too.
Really?
Yes.
Oh no. Oh
Let
my
me see
God.
their
Speaking of
names.
baby names, did you hear about Kylie Jenner's baby name for her
Yeah,
son?
air.
Air?
Yeah, not it.
No.
No. Okay, wait till you hear these ones. Okay. Powerful queen. I'm not kidding.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I know.
Did they think of these when they were
Like, don't do
like
that to your
messed up
kid.
off of drugs or
All right,
something?
ready? Legendary love.
Are these all
Legendary
first
love
names?
canon. Yes.
Oh my
And then
God.
we have some normal-ish ones. There's Monroe.
Okay.
There's Zen.
I like that.
Moroccan Scott.
Oh,
Golden.
okay.
Onyx Ice Cole Cannon. That's his full name. I don't know if that's his middle name or. Yeah.
Onyx.
Zillionaire. Zion. Mixolydian.
What?
Rise Mazah. And Beautiful Zeppelin.
No.
Yes.
No. How
Isn't that so bad?
can you even do like describing words like as a name, like beautiful.
I know.
Like that's so weird.
Celebrities are so bad for that. Like,
I don't get it. Like what?
maybe it's because their kids aren't going to like normal schools, so they like won't get bullied. But like, come on.
No, that's really weird.
It's so bad.
Oh, did you hear about the Madonna thing?
No, tell me.
Yesterday I was looking at it and basically she's like like she's really weird with like her son or like she like adopted or something. And she wrote a song before like in her past about her like doing it with like a young boy.
Ew, wait, what?
Yeah, that's what I saw on TikTok, but I was like, "What?" And she was also promoting Balenciaga, so
Yeah, that's bad.
my next one is Megan, like that movie, will release a Notes app apology.
Oh my gosh, yeah, have you seen that movie?
No, I've
I
seen the
saw the trailer for
trailer.
it. It
It's
looks so
so
weird.
bad.
Yeah.
Like the dance, are you kidding
Yeah,
me?
it just looks weird. But like it's creepy, I'll give it that.
No, it is.
Pringles goes woke and Mr. Pringle becomes non-binary. I could see this happening.
Same. By the way, we are going right now. Yes. Allison Stoner will release a tell-all Disney memoir.
Which one's Allison Stoner again? Was she from?
Camp Rock,
Is she the
the
blonde one?
DJ one.
Oh, I could
Yeah.
see that.
Honestly, I wish. Like, I want to hear.
Yeah, me too. I feel like she wasn't in enough Disney stuff, though, was she?
I think she was.
Yeah.
Like, after her debut in Camp Rock, I think she
I
was.
mean, she wouldn't be the first. A lot of people have come out
Oh, yeah. No, she's
about.
came out before. I've seen some of her videos.
Elon Musk dies in a vehicle that he claims he ha or to have designed.
I can honestly see that.
Yeah, I could see something happening to him, which like I'm not encouraging that,
Yeah,
but
no. Oh my
like
God, no.
yeah, I could see something happening to him, or yeah, like bad or just like him still being controversial.
Yeah.
Mr. Musk.
Mr. Musky Musk. Nicki Minaj and Cardi B will appear to make up, but the peace will be short-lived. I didn't know they had any drama.
Wait, Cardi B and who?
Nicki Minaj.
Oh yeah, I think they did have drama.
I don't remember.
Honestly, I don't think that would happen because I think Nicki Minaj is kind of like doesn't really make that much music anymore and
I
stuff.
know, it's so sad.
Yeah.
She's
Okay, this is
actually.
really random. Mark Wahlberg stops the second 9/11 that Saudi Arabia threatened to do on Canada. I didn't know there was that what? Threat. This is news to me.
This is news to me as well.
Yeah.
What source is this?
It's like some random article. I think these are all predictions from Twitter.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
I'm trying to Google it. Yeah, I just Googled it and I don't see any of this.
Oh.
Yeah, not sure.
What is My Policeman with Harry Styles?
I have no idea.
It says Harry Styles will be roasted on TikTok for his comments on My Policeman and the Oscars, regardless of whether or not his role is actually nominated. Maybe it's a
movie. Oh, I think it's a movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. More manufacturing will shift away from China. I think so.
Really?
Yeah, because I think people are trying to become more ethical with the way that they, like, produce things. But and, like, fast fashion and stuff will continue, but I think so.
I just feel like...
Because you see more and more brands being like, oh, like, made in Canada and stuff, like, 100% recycled materials, all of that.
That's good.
I know, like, Guelph, I'm from Guelph also, but Guelph just banned plastics in the whole city.
I literally did not know you could do that for one city.
Well, and aren't we getting rid of single-use plastics by, like, soon?
I think so. Like, all of where?
Let me Google it. Single-use plastics. I think it's for Canada.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Okay, so starting December 20th, 2022, with the prohibition on the import and manufacture of single-use plastic checkout bags, cutlery, food service, I'm confused. Okay, yeah, they're going to start doing the prohibition of on the sale of these items will come into force in December 2023. But so I then feel in like... June 2023, the manufacture and import of ring carriers in Canada will be prohibited, and the sale of these items will be prohibited in June 2024.
But I feel like most plastic bags are already, like, banned.
Yeah. They like, still, like, well, I mean, grocery stores and stuff.
Well, in the big corporations, like Walmart and Sobeys, that's what I'm thinking
but
of.
But, like, even if you think of, like, packages, like, most of my packages that come in are still plastic and all of that.
True.
So.
I'd like a cute little box.
Aw. From where?
Like, just, like, in a package. Like.
The COVID-19 pandemic ends. I don't think, like, I feel like the pandemic, well, at least here, has ended, like, the term pandemic. But, like, it's still going to be around. It's, like, impossible for it to go away. I think just now it will be looked at like a virus and stuff that, like, we might have to keep getting vaccines for every couple of years.
Like, I feel like people will still be wearing masks.
Yeah.
Like, I see a lot of people that still wear masks.
Oh, yeah, we still have to in class.
Yeah, in class.
How are your classes with masks?
It gets, like, hot.
But, like, does everybody wear them in your class? And, like, are they enforced? Like, one of my classes is online. Two of my classes, you have to, and one of them, like, no one does. And, like, last week, it's twice a week. Yeah. And, like, last Thursday when I went, I was, like, doing, like, group work, and then I just, like, realized no one was wearing them. I was, like, I kind of forget that nobody in this class wears a mask. So I didn't this week, and I think, like, only, it's probably, like, 80% of people aren't, 20% of people are.
Did the prof say, like, you don't have to?
No.
Oh.
She just doesn't.
Oh, she doesn't herself?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So then a lot of people just didn't, she didn't say anything, so.
Oh.
Yeah. Just don't wear one in that class.
That's crazy.
I feel like we are one of the only schools that are still wearing masks.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Is, like, Waterloo?
No.
That's crazy, because we usually follow, do anything Waterloo does.
We follow Waterloo, so I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah.
Okay. The next prediction is the alleged Don't Worry, Darling spit will be recreated at the Oscars. It will be cringe.
Oh. I don't understand that. What happened? Someone spat on someone?
I think it's a photo. I don't know. Like, it's just, it shows just a photo of all of them.
Hmm. Interesting. I don't know.
But there was a bunch of, like, drama I remember happening with that cast.
Yeah. Agreed. Ch-ch-ch. 10% of reading glasses will be connected to the internet.
That's scary.
Yeah, I saw a video about this, that this is, like, actually happening. Like, do you remember a couple of years ago when, like, I can't remember if it was, like, Apple or Google or... I don't think it was Apple, but there was that video about those glasses that were being made. This was, like, a while ago. Like, I want to say, like, even before we were in high school. Like, a while ago. But there was, like, a video that was kind of, like, a, like...
Like a spoof? Promotion.
No, it wasn't, like, a... I don't know, maybe kind of like a spoof, but it was, like, more kind of, like, a promotion of, like, this, like, idea.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, for these glasses where it's, like, you, like, can see everything in front of you, and it's, like, it's kind of like a, like, home screen.
Oh, like, so the stuff you see in, like, movies.
Yeah. But, like, yeah, I don't know. Apparently, those are happening now.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, we will see. I feel like that's kind of... concerning.
Very concerning. We're all already very connected.
Yeah.
The next one is Riri's baby will make an appearance at the Super Bowl in some form.
I don't think so.
No.
I'm excited for her Super Bowl performance, though.
Is she performing?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No, I don't know who's performing, to be honest.
It's just Rihanna, I think, so far, because, like, she hasn't, like, had a concert or made music or, like, come out with an album in so long. Yeah, so it's, like, a big deal.
Oh my God,
but yeah,
so
I think
cool.
She'll be good. Okay, what do you think about, like, fashion trends for 2023? Oh.
I feel like what I've been seeing a lot is, like, old fashion trends coming back. Like, I don't know.
I feel like that always happens.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, what?
I think low-rise jeans, they're already kind of back.
Oh, they are for sure.
Mm-hmm. This girl says eyebrow rings. Don't know about that.
No.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like there's, like, it's weird because trendy clothes come and go so quick. Like, I feel like I have stuff that I bought, like, this time last year that I, like, wouldn't wear right now.
No, I know for sure. Let me see what the top six trends of 2023 are. Alt-girl aesthetic.
What's that?
Alt-girl?
Yeah.
Like emo girl, like.
Oh.
Yeah.
Emo's
like,
back.
Alternative.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm looking at someone's In-N-Outs, and she says, in, bread and butter. Bread and butter has never left. Going alone to bars is in.
Really?
Yeah.
Honestly, I could see that. Not bars, maybe clubs.
Yeah. These are funny.
What else is she saying?
I don't know. Hers are really specific. This is fun.
Another trend that is in right now is, like, the sheer trend. Like, just sheer clothes.
Yeah. I can see that.
What else? I'm, like, trying to work bags.
Work bags? Like a briefcase?
Yeah. And Mary Jane's.
This girl's is funny. For outs, she has listening to podcasts run by men calling yourself a content creator or an influencer. Photo dumps. Pre-booking restaurants.
I feel like
she said be real like me. Definitely. Funny. I agree with
that. I feel like you still have to pre-book restaurants.
Yeah, that's so random.
That's so random. If you pre-book a restaurant, who are you?
Someone says air fryers are going out. I disagree.
No.
I'm an air fryer stan.
I know you are. That's her fave. I always see her at the air fry.
People's are so funny. It's like, out Eggs Benedict.
What?
Like, why? Hard seltzers.
No. Those are still so good. I'm trying to find, like, fashion trends for teens, because this is all, like, that I've been looking at as, like, runway.
Yeah, it's like, we're not, like, wearing that.
No.
All right. Oh, someone says they think Taylor Swift will get engaged in 2023. I could see that. Is she dating 100%.
Anyone? Let me check.
I just feel like it's, like, her time.
Was she single?
I don't know. I'm not, like, a huge Taylor Swift person.
No.
Like, at all. But, like, she's huge. Like, all this stuff with, like, her concert, like, that was crazy.
That was insane.
Right?
Apparently she was dating some guy in October, Joe Alwyn. I have no idea.
Okay, what do you think about this? Hailey and Justin Bieber will get a divorce.
Hopefully. I'm just kidding. I don't know. I don't see that happening.
Oh my God, I just realized my phone flashlight was on this whole time. Whoops. All right. Pitbull will have a health scare.
No.
How old is Pitbull? He's getting old.
He's not allowed to.
Oh, he's 42. I thought he was older.
Oh, he's going to be fine.
He's fine.
They can stop that.
Okay, I have a prediction.
What's your prediction?
Emma Chamberlain will fall off.
She's already fallen off.
You think so?
Oh, 100%.
This person says Addison Rae will become an A-list celebrity. I don't think so. Khloe Kardashian will get charged with tax fraud. Interesting.
And I could see that happening to Courtney.
Travis Scott will have the audacity to perform once again at a music festival. I agree with this, but I don't think he'll be allowed at any music festivals in the States. Like, I don't think he'll be on any
list. I hope not.
Because, okay, so I didn't know this, and then I found this out once the Astroworld stuff happened.
Yeah.
You have to be approved by a venue. Like, so say if you're going on tour or something.
Yeah.
You can't just, like, book a venue. Like, you have to be, like, approved for it. So, like, they go through, like, your, like, criminal record and stuff. Like, it's, like applying for, like, a job.
Oh.
Like, you don't get, like, interviewed, obviously. But, like, yeah, you have to, like, be, you have to apply to a venue and get, like, accepted there. So, I just don't think, like, I saw that he performed at one music festival in, like, Brazil, I think, or somewhere.
Really?
Like, last year, yeah. But I don't think he will in the States or, like, here, like, North America.
I honestly hope not.
Like, I hope not.
I don't want that. Like, that was just crazy. Like, me and Hannah, like, both went into a spiral of just, like, reading about, like, all the stuff that was happening. And it was so scary.
Yeah. No. And I first went to a Travis Scott concert when I was, like, 16 or like, maybe 15.
Like, imagine being, like, that young. Like, people were bringing, like, I swear, like, their kids there and stuff.
Yeah, one of, like, a kid passed away.
Oh, my God.
Which is so crazy.
This also reminds me of that thing that happened on that street. I forget which part of Asia. Do you remember what I'm talking about? It was on Halloween. Let me just see.
Oh, and it was like a street party thing? I thought that was in like Japan or something. I don't know.
Seoul. I've been in Seoul.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, here, I'll show you the photos.
Netflix will release another serial killer docuseries. Yeah, no, I did see that. That's
it
horrible.
It was, like, I was researching that, too. I'm like, oh, my God.
Okay, yeah, this one says Netflix will release another serial killer docuseries. I'm sure that will happen.
Yeah.
They've been popping out the true crime stuff. Yeah. Kanye West will either go MIA or release an album. I could see this, but he's also just so in the news right now still.
Yeah, what is he doing now?
But he just got, like, married again. Yeah, you didn't see that?
What?
Yeah. I've been seeing it all on, like, Snapchat, like, Daily Mail. Oh,
no, not the Daily Mail.
I know. It's like, how I get so much news. Yeah, I don't know. He does randomly go, like, MIA, though, and then just, like, have, like, a huge spiral.
Yeah. We never know.
King Charles will die. How old is he?
I have no idea.
Let's see. He's 74.
Oh, wow. No, I think he still has a little bit to live.
Yeah.
74 is, like, my grandma's age.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Miley Cyrus will have another public relationship.
I feel like her...
I don't know about that, but I could see her... Like, she just came out with a song that's doing good.
Which one? Flowers?
Flowers, yeah. So I feel like she'll come out with, like, an album.
Honestly, unpopular opinion, I don't really like Flowers.
Yeah, I think it's, like, a good catchy song, but, like, haven't downloaded it. Like,
no.
Not gonna listen to it. But, no. Like, it's a good, like, radio hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess.
This one, TikTok star Alex Earl will get canceled.
I hope so.
Why? You don't like her?
I just think she's just so, like, basic.
Yeah, I could see that. I've never, like, watched her videos, but,
Me either. Every time it pops up, I'm, like, not interested.
But, like, I feel like that is, like, almost bound to happen when someone blows up so quickly on social media. Like, people are going to try and look into, like, her past and stuff.
100%.
Or, like, someone that knows her from school is going to, like, come out with, like, some info.
Yeah, no, 100%. Like, that's exactly what happened to, literally everyone. Like, it's like,
yeah,
right now I'm thinking of, like, Charli D'Amelio, like, when everyone literally tried to get her canceled and she lost, like, millions of followers.
Why did she get canceled?
It was that dinner thing. Do you remember? Like, she, it looked like she was unappreciative, like, when the chefs
were eating
her at dinner.
I forgot about that.
And everyone's like,
Balenciaga will start a sustainability campaign to divert traffic. I'm sure they're going to try and do something to, like, come back.
No, literally. Is it still canceled?
I don't know.
Let me check.
Rihanna will bring out ASAP Rocky for Super Bowl halftime performance.
Are they together?
What? Yeah, ASAP Rocky and Rihanna?
Still? Oh, I thought
they have a kid.
No, I thought I heard something that they weren't together.
No, they're together. They're thriving. I love, this is probably my favorite celebrity couple and the only celebrity couple I've ever cared about. But I don't think that she would bring him out. I think it's her moment.
Yeah.
I don't think he'd want to interfere with that.
Aww.
I love him also.
He's his style.
Chef's kiss. Oat milk will be dethroned by cashew milk. I could see this. Cashew milk is fire.
I've never had cashew milk.
It's good.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Do they have, like, the sweetened, unsweetened ones? Do you know?
I don't know. Lindsay Lohan will launch a successful podcast. She should. I would totally listen to that.
You know?
That is such a good idea, like, for her to, like, talk about her, all of her stories.
Oh, 100%.
Like, from her prime. That would be
crazy.
Sick. She should do that.
I was watching a video, like, the other day about, like, her and Paris's, feud or whatever. I never knew that happened.
Oh, yeah.
Like, apparently they, like, hated each other or something.
Yeah, that would be such an entertaining podcast. I love podcasts.
The only thing that threw me off of Lindsay is her new movie.
Oh, yeah. Didn't she do a Hallmark movie?
So bad.
I didn't watch it. I heard, though, that
no,
it wasn't,
like,
great.
Me and my boyfriend were watching it. We were just like, oh, my God.
That's so funny.
Lindsay.
All right. I just saw one that Rihanna will release an album in the first quarter of 2023 during the Super Bowl.
I hope so.
I hope so. I don't know, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Her album? Oh, my God. What is that one with the red cover? It's so good.
Oh, Auntie? That was her last album. That was so long ago.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Damn.
I'm still not sold that she's going to. I don't think she will. Okay, yeah. Any other predictions?
This girl, she posted on Twitter, she's like, it is time for 2023 predictions, I fear. And one of them is new deep sea creature discovered that looks vaguely like Elon Musk.
That's funny.
I can see that happening.
Yeah, I can too. Okay, should we take a little music break and then come back?
Yes, let's do it.
Sounds good.
And we're back from our break.
We are back and better.
Forever.
See, we're still singing even without Kat.
Exactly.
Okay, so we're going to do a little segment that we've done before that we love. Am I the A-hole? Yes. So if you don't know what it is, on Reddit, people post their kind of like situations slash dilemmas that can be like debatable and kind of controversial. And they ask if they're the A-hole.
Yeah.
So do you want to start off?
Yes. Okay. Sure.
Perfect.
Okay, this is a good one, I think.
Okay.
So am I the A-hole for refusing to forgive my dad for breaking our deal? So when I, 17 male, was 8, my parents bought me a piano and signed me up for lessons. I was super excited because I loved music. Over the time, I kind of became known as the piano guy at school. I played at school concerts, accompanied the school jazz choir, and played once a week for the residents at the couple of retirement homes in our town. When I was 15, I started to talk about quitting lessons, and my parents quickly tried to guilt me out of it. I told them I wanted to try other things, and that between piano and studying, I didn't have much time left over for other extracurriculars. My dad proposed a deal. If I kept playing and taking lessons until I reached level 10 RCM, which is Royal Conservatory of Music, and continued to keep my grades up at school, he would buy me a new car of my choice. I jumped at it and we shook hands on the deal. I should explain that my family's well off financially. I have a very privileged life, but I wouldn't say I've been spoiled. If I ever want a luxury item like a new phone or a game console, I have to buy it myself with the money I've saved from the summer and after school jobs. I should also explain that my dad's big on loopholes. When we compete, he always finds a way to win, and when I do, it doesn't count because of some loophole. It drives me nuts, but he thinks it's hilarious. When I complain about him not playing fair, his answer is always the same: life isn't fair. So because of our deal, I kept up with my lessons. I spent about 1 to 2 hours a day on piano while keeping my grades up. Last summer, I took my level 9 RCM exams and passed, fulfilling my part of the deal. I told my dad I'd chosen a BMW X5 plug-in hybrid.
Damn!
A couple of months ago, on my birthday, I came downstairs for breakfast, and my dad told me there was a surprise waiting for me in the garage. I ran out, and sitting in the middle of the floor was a 1/24 scale toy BMW X5. My dad burst out laughing and said, "A deal's a deal, so as promised, here's your brand new BMW. My heart absolutely broke. I asked if he was being serious, and he said I couldn't seriously have expected him to buy a 17-year-old a brand new BMW, and that we can discuss him getting me a reasonably priced used car. I said that I said we had a deal, that I fulfilled my end of it. He said he did too, since I never said that the car had to be full size and drivable. I said he wasn't being fair. His response was, life isn't fair. Ever since this happened, I've been distant with my dad. I honestly feel like he betrayed my trust, and he deliberately made a fool out of me. He keeps bringing up the idea of the used car, but I told him I'm not interested, which I admit is kind of petty. I have enough money to save up that I can buy a used car myself, and I just feel like if I accept one from him now, it's like saying that this is breaking his promise, no matter. It didn't matter, and that he didn't do anything wrong. Am I the a-hole?"
Wow. Yes. That's crazy.
I know.
Okay, first of all, like, his dad sounds like the a-hole.
Yeah.
Like, that's, like, because I get it, obviously, that's, like, unreasonable, like, an unreasonable car and stuff.
Yeah.
But if, like, if their family's well off, and he also said that he, like, if he wants, like, his own new stuff, like a new phone or something.
Yeah, like, he pays for it.
Which yeah, is like, which is respect.
Yeah.
And I mean, if he didn't want to like keep doing piano years ago, and his dad promised him this like deal,
like then, it was years in the making too. Like, I get it if it was like a few months, like whatever, like LOL, like here's like
yeah,
a fake toy car, but like he was like looking up to this for like time.
That's crazy. And even if like you're like, okay, like from the dad's perspective, if you're like, okay, this is an unreasonable, like, car. Like, yeah, let's meet in the middle. Like, we can go find you a used BMW and something, like, that has low mileage. But to do that, like, that is, like, so mean. Like, and get now, a like, fake toy car.
Like, distant with his father.
That's horrible.
Of this.
And, like, it also just sounds like his dad is, like, living through him because, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like you can't force your kids to, like, do certain activities that you 100%. Want them to do. And, like, taking piano lessons, like, that's, like, a good skill to have and stuff. And, like, I don't know. I feel like, obviously, I did more, like, kind of extracurriculars and stuff in sports when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And then as you get older and stuff, you kind of, like, stop because... realistically, you don't have the time for it. And is this guy going to make a career out of playing piano?
Especially probably if he doesn't like it. Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, like, you don't want to force him to do something he doesn't like. And it's hard to actually make money and, like, have a career out of playing piano. You know what
like,
I mean?
Like, it is a in good music hobby, in general. But, like, if your son or, like, your child doesn't like that hobby, like, you can't force them into it.
Also, I feel like music is one thing, too, that's hard to make a career out of, like, singing and stuff, but playing an instrument is even worse. Like, how are you
I honestly am not the best with, like, piano levels and stuff, but I feel like 10 is, like, the hardest one or something. Like,
yeah, like, that's crazy.
And you have to, like, pass exams for that, too, like...
And he's spending 1 to 2 hours a day on this, like, that's, like, dedication.
Yeah.
Like... even think about, like, sports and or, like, dance or, like, whatever you did as a kid. You don't even spend that much time.
No, like, once a week.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane.
That's crazy. No. But no. His dad is definitely the a-hole.
Yes, 100%.
That's so sad. What are the comments on it?
I logged. I went out of it.
If you can pull it up. If not, don't worry. Poor guy, though. And even just by the way it's written, too. And he's like, I'm aware I've lived, like, a very privileged life and stuff.
I just want to give this man a hug.
I know. He sounds very genuine. That's crazy. I do not agree with his parenting. Yeah, what are the people saying? Do you have it pulled up?
NT, like, not the a-hole, exactly what I would do.
Yeah. Oh, wait, he's not?
I think they're agreeing with the dad.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like they totally, like, it's just the way the dad handled it and stuff. It's like, okay, if he's asking for an unrealistic car.
Okay, this person.
Like, he's only asking for that because his dad promised it to him. If you're a young kid, like, you're going to believe your parents. And also, he was using that as motivation to do it.
This person was saying, funny thing is, sometimes life is fair. For example, OP should now know with absolute certainty that he can never trust anything his father says. Unfortunately, it's simply not possible to have a close or loving relationship with someone you can't trust. The day will come when, like, the child's father complains that the child isn't closer, that they don't speak more often, that he doesn't know what's going on in his life. Like, that's all, like, true factors. Like, yeah. Once you, like, break someone's trust like that, like, it
especially, like for, like,
all.
A kid-parent relationship, too.
Oh, especially father and son. Like, that's the most
And
crucial.
I can't believe people are agreeing with the dad because he just sounds so shady. Like, how he was saying his dad will, like, cheat and stuff. Yeah. Like, and, like, find his way around things.
Someone's, like, genius right here. Like, what?
That's crazy. And it's, like, also, too, it's, like, how the guy writing it, like, the kid, was, like, always aware of, like, the sneaky stuff he would do and call his dad out for it. His dad would be like, life isn't fair. Like, that's crazy. I don't like the dad.
No. The comments
are
not it.
Wow, I can't believe people are agreeing.
The comments are not it.
That's crazy.
Ugh.
Damn, okay. So, sorry. let me get comfy. This is kind of long. I didn't even read all of it, so. Okay, am I the a-hole for missing an emergency? Because I turned off my phone to avoid my wife's unnecessary contact attempts during my tech-free weekend. So my best friend, 31-year-old male, and I, 27-year-old male, have a tradition of taking a yearly weekend trip together that's phone-free. We've been doing this for a decade now. These weekend trips consist of us staying in a suite and exploring the city, not traversing the wilderness, so it's like we're completely disconnected. Still, we like to keep on one hand for navigation and emergency purposes, and it would usually be my friend's phone that we brought along. Friend and I left for our trip this year 2 Fridays ago to make use of the long weekend. This was the first time I've gone to one of these trips since my wife and I moved in together, got engaged, or got married. Damn, they did all of that in a year.
Wow.
However, we... Oh, okay, wait. Oh. However, we were dating for the last two years worth of trips, 2021 and 2022. And she seemed fine during that time. I would just tell her I was going to be busy for the weekend and she'd leave me alone. I understand that there are different expectations once you're married, but I didn't expect a 180 in behavior. My wife all but demanded I take my phone as well in case if she needed to get a hold of me despite having... despite her having my friend's number. I let her know that I arrived, and immediately after that, she was texting me and asking how things were. Then again, asking me another question when I didn't respond to the first one. I eventually muted our text conversation because I was sick of the phone buzzing. She called me a few hours later and asked why I wasn't responding to her text. I reiterated that I was supposed to have a no-phone weekend and kept the call short despite her trying to drag out the conversation. She called me once again after this. When I answered and found out it wasn't an emergency, I simply turned off my phone. The calls then started coming in for my friend, and he followed suit. We spent the rest of the weekend with our phones off until the drive back on Monday. I called my wife and informed her when we were about 30 minutes away from my place, and she was furious. She said... there ended up being an emergency. Her sister got into a car accident that won't affect her long term, but still resulted in broken bones, and that I had just ignored her the entire time that she needed me. I told her that I was very sorry to hear about her sister, but it wasn't my fault. She had essentially forced my hand into cutting off means of communication. She went to stay with a friend before I had arrived that night and has since come home, but is still fuming. Am I the a-hole?
Ooh. This is a tough one.
Yeah.
It's just like... I honestly don't know what to say.
Like, I mean, if he, like, said so many times that it's like a phone-free weekend.
Yeah.
Like, because, like, what if he actually was, like, if he was, like, in the wilderness and stuff and just didn't have service and stuff, like, and so he was like, okay, I'm not going to have service anyways, I won't bring my phone. Like, I don't think it really makes a difference on the, like, location. Like, if he's trying to have a phone-free weekend, then, yeah, but the only thing I will say is I feel like if it was any other scenario and... she was reaching out to the friend now instead of just the husband, then that's when you probably should have answered and been like, okay, she's clearly trying to get a hold of me. Something might be wrong. But I think just because in her case, she was already texting him before and was like, see, why aren't you answering me?
Yeah.
Hey? Like, it's like, okay, I'm not trying to just chat. You have to
respect that. Yeah, no, if you're like having like a phone-free weekend, I'm like, this has been happening for years. And they've been dating as well, like, during those times.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. That's just, like, really weird.
Yeah, I feel like she sounds kind of, like, insecure.
Yeah, 100%.
And, like, needy.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I'm like, she probably, like, thinks he's, like, cheating or something.
Yeah, and it's also, I feel like now she's just using the sister's car accident as an excuse to get mad at him. You know what I mean?
True.
Like, it's obviously not his fault. And, like, still, like, what could he have done? Like, did she go to the car accident scene and, like, save her?
Yeah.
It's like, what, maybe she could have, like, went and visited her in the hospital. But, like, I don't know. I don't
think if something happened to her, that would be, like, different.
And especially if he's on a vacation, too, if he's out of town, what could he have done to help? Right?
That is true.
Like, there's no really point. Like, there's not a point.
Yeah, I don't know. That was, like, emergencies are still very, very, like, obviously important. Like, you do.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think he's an a-hole.
I don't think so either. I just feel like he should have, like, at least, like, I don't know. Maybe had, like, a flip phone.
Yeah. I will say it's kind of weird, though, that they have a phone-free weekend in, like, a city.
Yeah, that is really weird.
That's like, how are you supposed to, like, pay? A lot of the comments are thinking he's, like, cheating. And that's why he's doing it. I don't think so, but...
if it was in the wilderness, that'd be, like, understandable.
Yeah.
Like, how... I'm just... maybe cash, but, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's just weird. Anyways. Yeah, I guess he is not the a-hole.
Yeah, agreed. Okay. Go your next. next one.
Am I the a-hole for not allowing my teen daughter to go abroad without me, even though I did at her age? So I live in Europe, not specifying the country for identity reasons. I have a daughter, Amy, not a real name, who is currently 15 and will be turning 16. For her 16th birthday, she asked me if she can go to an intercontinental trip this summer. Her friend Sarah is going there with her little brother and her parents, who are richer than us. Sarah's parents are planning a sort of road trip around the USA and offered to take Amy along and would basically be paying for the food slash accommodations there. We would still be paying for her plane ticket, which is considerable. When I was myself 16, I also traveled abroad with a non-parental adult, and Amy knows this. I told her that I don't want her to go. She's obviously very upset and told me a hypocrite. My reasons for this are the following. For one, I don't know Sarah's parents all that well. Secondly, I feel safety issues are different than when I was a kid. Thirdly, I actually know which risks I took when I was 16. Sorry. Twice I ended up in a part of town I really should not have been. Thought it had no severe consequence, though it had no severe consequences. Also, on that same trip, I had a bad fall, which needed revalidation for 6 months. Because the adult there wasn't really minding the kids that much. Also, I feel I was much more independent slash outspoken than Amy at that age. I've been in situations where I really needed to rely on my own wits when traveling, and I'm sure if Amy could at least now. Maybe I'm projecting, but I feel it's not super safe. Also, the ticket money is considerable and more than I'd spend for a birthday. My partner, Amy's father, agrees with me, but I feel like if I pushed for a yes, he would cave either way. Am I the a-hole for putting my foot down and not letting her go?
Okay, I don't think she's an a-hole, but I think she's being too overprotective.
Yeah.
It's not like she's going... I thought, like, at first, based on the title, that she was going, like, alone
or,
like,
no.
Something. Like, I thought she was doing, like, an exchange.
I just like feel abroad. I just feel like the reasons that she gave are not...
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
It's like there's so many solutions to that. Like, why don't you go, like, have coffee with, like, Sarah's parents
exactly.
And, like, talk about it and, like,
that's get what to my know mom them. Would do if, like, this was, like, a situation.
And she's going on, like, a family trip with, like, someone's, like, parents
and
like
little
brother.
I feel like they, especially, like, they wouldn't let anything happen.
Exactly. And it's a road trip, too. It's not even like they're going to, like, a resort where they could, like, just, like, go do their own thing and, like, get into trouble. Like, they'll be with. They're road tripping, so they'll be with the family the whole time.
Like, all time, yeah.
And also her reasons, too. I feel like she was, like, saying stuff that just, like, wasn't accurate. Like, how now it's, like, more dangerous. That's not true. Now there's technology and stuff, so you can keep in contact with her the whole time.
Oh, 100%, yeah.
She's also going with, like, a family, like we said, whereas, like...
And they're paying for all of it.
Yeah, like, that's so
nice. Yeah, like...
And I get the money's a factor, too, but, like, she could always make a deal with her daughter and be like... Hey, I'll cover some of this. Like, I want you to pay me back eventually and stuff.
No, they're like, there's so many, like, things around it.
Also, my parents, like, I traveled so much when I was, like, young and, like, or I just, like, go stay with, like, my friend's family for, like, a whole weekend and, like, I don't know. Like, my parents would also take my friends' places and, like, I literally went to New York alone with one of my friends.
Yeah, that's crazy.
We were 16. And, like, we got into, like, we got up to so much there. But, yeah, like, I don't know. I feel like she's being super overprotective. And she's just basing it off of her previous experience.
Yeah,
like her
no, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Which is just not comparable.
No, not at all.
Like, the adult that she was with doesn't sound, like, responsible and stuff.
Oh,
like,
at all. And she's like, I found myself in, like, dangerous places. I'm like, okay, like, that's your problem. Like, that's your fault. Like, that might not happen. And with the same with your daughter.
Yeah.
No. But someone commented and they're like, the final verdict is a-hole.
That's funny. Aw, I hope she lets Amy go.
I know.
And that would just be so sad. Like, her daughter's going to have so much, like, FOMO. Like, you don't want her to miss out on an opportunity like that.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Like, wouldn't you want the best for your kid and stuff?
No, I'd let my daughter go. I'd just be like, send me videos.
Yeah, like, and you can stay in contact the whole time.
Yeah.
Just going with a family.
Like, there's, like, Wi-Fi, like, everywhere now, especially in the U.S.
Yeah. Damn. I feel bad for Amy. She's going to be so sad.
I feel like they'll cave.
Yeah, I hope they do. But are most of the responses
It was just
same?
One
yeah.
thing. And it was, like a percentage of, like, people who... The NTA, like, not the a-hole, is 15%. And you're the a-hole is 64%.
Yeah.
So...
Okay, so this next one is, am I the a-hole for not wanting to pay for my sister's expensive wedding?
Ooh.
So my sister is getting married in a few months, and she's been planning her dream wedding for over a year. She has picked out a really fancy venue, luxurious dress, and a high-end catering service. The problem is that the wedding is going to cost around $50,000, and she has asked my parents and I to help chip in for it. I've always been close to my sister, and I want her to have the wedding of her dreams, but I just can't justify spending that much money on one day. I've been saving up for a house, and I don't want to blow all of my savings on a wedding. My sister is furious with me and says that I'm being selfish and not supporting with her. My parents are caught in the middle and are trying to mediate, but I feel like I am being pressured to spend money that I don't have. Am I the a-hole?
I get it.
Is that a thing? Do you, like, ask your family to help pay for your wedding?
Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
But it's the parents, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like if she, like, if the girl getting married doesn't have that money, she probably shouldn't have done a really expensive venue. And
or
like,
she could have just waited until she
yeah.
had. Plus,
you
think...
You can't really rely on people.
I think what the tradition is, like, I'm just speaking, like, out of just, like, random knowledge is that the son's father has to pay. I don't know.
That's
it's
true.
Like either or something like that. But it mostly relies on the parents, like not the other family members.
Yeah.
So in my opinion, she's not the a-hole because like she has so much other things like on her plate, especially like during that time. Like you can't really force like money out of someone for like a wedding.
Agreed. And it's like someone was like saying because the girl like that's writing it, is trying to save up for her dream house. So it's like, is your sister not gonna help you pay for your dream house then? If you're paying for your dream wedding. But yeah, like that's I don't know. I feel like I don't think she's the a-hole.
No.
I feel like the girl that's getting married should have, like, planned it better and she can't
or, like, even
do all
just
these things
like,
she can't afford.
Yeah. Or even just, like, prolong it. Like, it doesn't have to be, like...
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's how much do weddings usually cost? I know they're expensive, but,
oh
like...
Oh, my God.
Is $50,000 an expensive wedding? I feel like that's kind of average.
Let's see. The average cost of a wedding.
Yeah. Which is crazy for one day. Like,
Like, I do want a nice wedding, but, like, oh, it's 30K.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, 50K is, like, nice for a wedding.
Yeah.
This is in Ontario.
Yeah. It's probably cheaper in the States, honestly.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you have to think, oh, my God. Anyways.
Okay, yeah, do you have one more?
Yes.
Okay.
Am I the a-hole for telling my best friend that he is lonely because his hygiene is disgusting?
Oh, God.
Hannah, you're going to hate this one. My 24 female best friend, 26 male of 12 years, is a great person with so many desirable traits. He is educated and has a good career, and I'm really proud of him for his accomplishments. Since when we were kids, I've always really... noticed that he had bad hygiene habits, but chalked it up to him being a teenage boy. Now that we're older, I've seen that his hygiene has not improved with age. He goes to the gym at least 3 times per week, but he never showers more than once per week, never brushes his teeth, and only does laundry when the clothes are completely stiff. I've dropped little hints like if we stay the night somewhere together, I'll ask if he packed shower supplies. And in the mornings, I'll offer to leave my toothpaste out if he wants to use it. I found myself no longer inviting him places because it's embarrassing when he shows up greasy, smelly, and with an inch of thick plaque on his teeth.
Oh my God.
Last month, he told me he had a crush on one of my newer friends and asked if she was single. I told him that she was, but only recently single and isn't looking for anything right now. He wouldn't take no for an answer and decided to contact her himself to ask her out. When she declined, she lied and said she was seeing someone. He knew that one of us is lying to him. When he confronted him, I told him that everyone I know thinks he is disgusting because of his hygiene. They don't want to be near him, much less date him. He denied having bad hygiene and said he does shower and brush his teeth. He left, and he hasn't talked to me in over a month, insisting I need to apologize and set the record straight to everyone we know. I think I'm doing him a favor in the long run. He should appreciate my honesty because he is the one who confronted me about why I lied to him about my friend. Am I the a-hole?
Oh my gosh. Okay, that's tough. I feel like she has good intentions. Like, that's exactly what I would do too. Be like, oh, like, make sure you packed your toothbrush here. Do you want to use like my toothpaste?
Yeah.
Yeah. And bad hygiene, I think, is just a turnoff for everybody. Like
the biggest turnoff.
And yeah, also the teeth brushing thing that bothers
Hannah. If you know Hannah personally, like, the second she wakes up, she runs to her washroom and brushes her teeth.
Like, that is what gets me out of bed in the morning, because I can't even stand my own, like, the taste of your mouth when you wake up. Like, yeah. No, it's so bad. Oh my gosh, yeah. Okay, like, I don't think she should have called him disgusting.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
But I don't think she's an a-hole, and I think, like, just the way she talked about him and stuff, like, I think she has good intentions, and it's one of her friends. And honestly, if I was in his position, like, because some people just genuinely don't know that they smell. Like, I mean, you're, like, immune to your own scent, you know? Yeah. So, yeah, like, I don't know. I don't think she's an a-hole. And I think she did it because she cares about him.
Oh, no, I completely agree with you. Like, I feel like she wouldn't be telling him if she didn't care and would just let him, like, move on with his bad hygiene.
Yeah, thing. I agree.
But I feel like it'll obviously help him in the long run because he'll realize, like, oh, no, like, my friends don't want to hang out with me.
Oh, that's so disgusting.
I know.
Now I'm saying disgusting. That's so bad, though. Not brushing your teeth and, like, showering once a week when you go to the gym multiple times a week.
That's really so gross. Bad. Like, anytime I go to the gym, like, I'm like, I have to shower. Like, I feel gross.
I feel like this guy has potential, too. Like, he could be, like, so much more attractive with the good hygiene.
Yeah.
And, yeah, like, that's just the thing. I honestly, like, I feel like every single person thinks that bad hygiene is unattractive.
Yeah.
Like, no, how can you just, like...
Except for the person that has.
Yeah. And it's just such an easy fix. Like, just shower, throw on some deodorant, brush your teeth.
Exactly.
It's really easy.
It's not that bad.
You don't even have to wear, like, some specific, like, colognes and stuff. Yeah. Like, it's just as long as you wash yourself, you should be good. Oh, gosh. What are the comments on that one? I'm curious.
No one's really... Oh, wait, actually. NTA, not the a-hole. You're trying to help him and you're only telling him the truth. He needs to get a reality check and improve his hygiene. Otherwise, he can expect people to willingly be around him. Even less want to get intimate with him.
Also, yeah, that's a great point. Also, facts. Isn't he, what, 26 or something?
Yeah.
Like, at that age, come on. If you can't take care of your own hygiene, how are you expecting to, like, be in a relationship take care of someone else? And
someone's like, yep, a dude with bad hygiene can be hard to share a space with, much less get intimate with.
And, yeah, that's another thing. If he has bad hygiene, also that could mean, like, he's just, like, messy and dirty and stuff and doesn't take care of, like, his place. Yet he's, like, looking for a relationship. Don't know, buddy.
Oh, someone said this, like, to text him. This, not the a-hole. Other person, text him. I'm sorry that me being honest with you hurt your feelings. I've watched you struggling for years to find someone and try to tell you more gently. It's because your smell, your clothes smell and look dirty and your teeth look like you haven't brushed them in days. I want you to find someone and be happy, so I finally went with the more direct route. I can apologize for my words hurting your feelings, but they were honest. You can decide if you want to pretend I'm just making them up to make you feel better, or if you want to take the honest feedback of a friend and make some changes in your life, it's up to you.
Yeah, I kind of forgot about the texting part. No, I think if she does care about their, like, friendship and stuff, she should reach out to him.
Yeah.
I don't think like she's like obli- like I feel like either of them could have reached out to each other, but yeah. Okay, so I have one more. So
Last one.
last one for the day. Am I the a-hole for trying to change up my look for once? So my husband is male 34 and I female 33 got married over a decade ago. Damn, that's like getting married at our age. That's
Wow.
crazy. Got married over a decade ago and we've always been happy. Yay. The both of us aren't the types to think about our appearance much. I don't really wear makeup and my fewer dressier items are saved up for special occasions. The only difference between us is that I used to love dressing up as a teen and he was never dressy at all. He doesn't care that I don't dress up though and tells me I'm beautiful as I am all the time. Cute. One day I was in the mall because I was bored and I walked into Sephora and I realized I wanted to try on makeup again. I talked to an employee and she bought really simple items for a natural look to ease into, such as tinted sunscreen, tinted lip oil, mascara, etc.
Cute.
While I was in the mall, I decided to buy some clothes too and I went for trendier dresses and a new pair of heels. I went and tried everything on and I didn't look like a Hollywood glamour girl or anything because the makeup was natural and I felt really good since I hadn't seen myself styled up in forever. And I
Aww.
thought the look aged me down too. Sorry. I was also excited because I knew my husband was coming home and I thought he would enjoy the look. When I got home, I went down to go greet him and I was super happy to see him. But I got worried because when I got closer, he looked confused. I asked him what was wrong and he asked me why I was dressed up. When I said I just wanted to, he looked even more confused. I can't lie that I got upset from his face, but I think what really got me is when he said he didn't get my look and that I should take it off. I told him that it's the prettiest I've felt in years, but he said he didn't care, and that I didn't need anything I had on and that I was pretty as I is. He told me that he told me that the look went against the look I've had for years. I ended up taking it off, but now it's like every day he tells me that I don't need makeup, and I'm wondering if it was wrong in the first place. Am I the a-hole?
Oh my God.
I know.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, it's her body, her face. She can
I
do
feel
whatever she wants.
like especially your husband needs to love you like in every way, shape, or form like that you are, I guess.
Yeah, like, I feel like it's like him stemming from insecurity. Like, he almost doesn't want her
Yeah.
to, like, look too good
Es
and
especially
stuff.
if he wasn't like a dressier person like back then too.
Yeah.
And he just got like too comfortable, I guess, with like, I don't know. Like, people try new things all the time, and especially if she hasn't done it for years, like, she deserves to like feel good about herself.
Yeah. And it's also too like he doesn't have to like the look specifically like himself, but like if she's happy with it,
Then
like
he, yeah,
yeah,
happy
like
wife, happy life.
exactly. And it's such a harmless thing. Like she wants to like get a couple new
Are
outfits
you
and
like,
like
are you kidding me?
and also like make like tinted lip oil and
Yeah.
tinted like
Like that's
sunscreen is
nothing.
like literally nothing. Like it's
Yeah.
not like you're coming down with like fake eyelashes on and like
Yeah.
this huge look. Like I don't know. But yeah, no, I feel bad for her. She's
No, she
definitely
is
not the
not the
a-hole
a-hole.
at all. Okay, well, that was fun.
Yeah,
Those
that
are some
was
good
really
ones.
fun. I'm glad we're back
Yeah,
and
we're
ready to
back.
attack.
Yeah, we miss you, Kat, but
Exactly.
we are here. But yeah, I'm looking forward to the semester.
Same, it'll be fun. But yeah.
And we'll have some fun new segments coming. I feel like Am I the A-hole is a classic good
It's
one.
so
And
good.
each one is like super
Different,
different.
yeah.
And they're always
No, I
like,
feel like it'll never leave the show.
yeah,
But
I agree.
yeah, well, thanks guys for tuning in
Yes, we will
into
see
this
you
week's
next
show.
week.
Yeah.
And yeah, enjoy the rest of your week.
Bye,
Bye.
guys.